Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
All you need is to believe. Whoa, 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 whoa. Mira Jesus, oh, 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 oh. Eyes are raised unto the Lord, your eyes are closed. So Father, we are very, very, very careful this morning to submit the highest glory to you. You woke us up this morning. Thank you. I said I'm free and no more. I hear you into me free and no more. And baby, if you are sitting here, I wouldn't hear the man. Because a lot of people were buried yesterday. And I do not understand why I am alive except for your grace. Thank you very much. I give you thanks for the lives of all these lovely people. On Monday last week, Heavenly Father, 14 people died at Chichirire. On Tuesday, Papa, at Gomua, 7 people died in a car crash. Yesterday, my God, at Konongo. So I give you glory for the lives of everybody who is with us this morning in this service. Thank you for your love and for your grace. Hallowed be your name. Take the praise. Sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat and have your way over the service. I commit every audience, from your lovely people here to your children on Facebook, on YouTube, on television, on radio. I'm grateful for everybody. I pray your hand of blessing over them. We rebuke demonic presence, demonic interference, demonic intrusion, demonic efforts and agendas. We mute your power. We crush your hold. We abort and thwart. In Jesus' name, every intention and imagination that exalt itself above the knowledge of God and of Christ, in Jesus' name, we subdue and bring it to subjection. In Jesus' precious name, speak, people hear it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Every day, yes, and some money, your money, sir. Shoot. Give me my shout. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to A Television, Amansan TV, and GN Television. Good morning to you. Good morning to Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Good morning to Facebook Live. Good morning to our lovely audience on YouTube. My name is Kofi Odru. This is Alabaster International Ministry, bringing you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live from our Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, Accra, Ghana. I bring you greetings, apostolic kingdom greetings, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to everybody who is hearing the sound of my voice. This It's the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, wonders. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verse. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip. In other words, the Greeks, the people who were in the upperland and the peak zenith of their civilization, they came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and required, "We want to see Jesus. We have heard that the Son of the living God is in this place, and we want to see him. We are not here for the ceremonies and the routines. We are not here for the religious rituals. We are not here for, you know, to just fraternize and to make friends. It's part of the game, but we are not here purposely for that. We want to see Jesus." Jesus! Yeah, serious business, baby. When I read Johannes Sempa, One will bear Philip will free beside the Galilean in chain. What about the catcher and say, buy, you know, the person in the Asia. I read further Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed. Everybody take heed. People take heed. Husbands take heed. Wives take heed. Children take heed. Leaders, take heed. Parishioners, take heed. Pulpiteers, take heed. Politicians, take heed. Take heed. And can to many part. A tip that today mu na yin aswo wufu trumu. Take heed. Yes, you should do a numnesus ukasa. Unu wiasi afe fe di ni bia. Na eye wira. Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." What is coming on the face of the whole earth. Coronavirus was just one pandemic. When it hit the whole earth. It was in China, at the same time in Japan, at the same time in South Africa, at the same time in Nigeria, at the same time in Madagascar, at the same time in Mauritius, at the same time it went to Barbados, at the same time it went to St. Lucia, at the same time it was in China, at the same time it has crippled the economy and the systems of America. I thought when President Obama came to Ghana, he was encouraging us to strengthen institutions. But coronavirus has crippled America's institutions. Just like that. For the first time in America's history, people went to the hospital and they were sitting on chairs and drips were on them, like the way we do it at Kolebu and G. And, you know, it's a Ghana style. Suddenly, America had turned into Ghana. Here is normal. People are going to give birth and they are on chairs, on the floor, in the dirt, in the mud. They are going to give birth, and people are walking, passing them, going to visit their relatives. It's normal. Some happen in America. Coronavirus have made 80 million Americans to file for unemployment. Now they depend on government. Yeah, 80 million. 2.5 more the population of this country. 80 million depend on government. Because you can't depend on government. We you ti ube fear. You say one man cast on who drown. It hit death everywhere. So the Bible is saying, take heed. Because if you feel that this is the end of the game, Yemale, if you feel there is peace, there is no peace. There is no peace. Perilous time shall come. There will be difficult times. Men will be lovers of themselves and lovers of pleasure, disobedient to parents. They are going to be unholy, unthankful. That is the thing that is coming. Sin will rise. The Bible said, take heed. The reason is because if he does not shorten the days, even the elect will slip through his fingers. Therefore, he's telling you, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any given time, your hearts be overcharged with suffering drunkenness. And on Tuesday, we are going to build up on the curse of this life. The curse of this, if you are not careful, the curse of this life will overtake your heart. You will not see the need and the necessity to serve the Lord. Take heed! You may be seated. I'm taking a bit too much time to be with an introduction. Take heed! Look at some Peter, you know, back when you are, and yet you are Sunday, you are sincere, and if you are children, no, as a cocoa, but a cocoa, no, but everyone we in the Puchana and Sabro, and I am Kawi, Emunima, and it Dachin, and how, and show Crasso, a Debbie, a Debbie Nam Crasso, by Mamma Tumum Pofrimo, Sefidi, or a better one, what beer, what he has, I see, and so, a dear no, a beba muso. Interesting. Mububo mask wa hey. Ebi bubo bi wo Jamaica. Mububi wa hey. Ebi bubi wo Sudan. It is very interesting. When this thing just hit, I wonder where Boko Haram have run to. I wonder where Al-Shabaab have disappeared to. Woman na bubo mask. Namina aguru ne hono. Ubi ya bubi. Emone he. United Kingdom, last week, they have issued that there is going to be a second lockdown. And if that second lockdown, because they are seeing hikes, and so they have issued directives. Everybody that is married, wear mask at home. When you are having sex with your wife, don't kiss, wear mask. What kind of nonsense is this? Any coronavirus? Wear mask in your bedroom. Wear mask when you are sleeping. You can assemble and make a chill. The week catch them is out, bro. We be beba be pim one so our woman who knows so as a ya and coming in me because I have lived there. I know the system, it works perfectly. But a beba won't wear tears has in any so. Now one see the beyond when you are doing the adjourn here for near me be back and near me be oh Babro no a near man one what dinia to the point and say when to me chidim and when to me mudini and near me be a metumum pofrim with safety a bawa a tears I see many soon to say will be a. And rain that one's in the Debia. When you know, menu me, you hear, I want any of your journey of fear, near maybe, and 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 near maybe. I'm a two in Bufrimo. When I look at the events of the end time, the eschatological events that are unfolding in my time, and when I look at the preparedness of the church, and also the preparedness of the world. I realize that the world and the church are both not ready for what is coming. As a matter of fact, people like myself who are sounding the alarm and ringing the bells that judgment is coming and Christ is the only escape. You know, we rather look abnormal and funny. Yeah. And so when I look at the prophecy of Isaiah in the 28th chapter and the 13th verse, Isaiah prophesied concerning the premise of the word of the Lord. And so this is what he said in the premise of his prophecy, in the panorama of the presentation of his prophecy. He said, but the word of the Lord was unto me, or unto them, or unto all of us, precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and be snared and be taken. I'm going to read that again. But the word of the Lord, the Bible said, was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and be snared and be taken. Now, what that presentation means is that the word of the Lord comes to us, what, precept upon precept, a systematic approach by which the presentation of the word is done. And so when somebody becomes born again and is filled with the Holy Spirit, the first thing is that he has been cleansed from condemnation. His sins have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He has passed from death to life. The Bible said that anybody that accepts the Son, John chapter 3 and verse number 17, the Son did not come into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. In verse number 18, the Bible said, he that believeth is not condemned. In other words, anybody who does not believe, condemnation have already been laid on you, because in sin were you conceived, and in iniquity your mother brought you forth. And so when he talks about that, anybody that becomes born again, like Jesus was talking about in John chapter 3 and verse number 3, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the vision, the visibility, the revelation, the illumination, the apocalypse of the kingdom of God. But in verse number 5, he said, verily, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. In other words, there is one thing to have a revelation and another thing to enter. Yeah, except a man be born of water. Yeah, and of the Spirit. Here, he was talking about Ephesians chapter 5, 26th verse. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 26th verse, the Bible said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. In verse 27, he proceeded and said that he might present his church, he present to himself a glorious church, not having spot, not having wrinkle, or any such thing, because it will be holy. I want to remind everybody that holiness is a whole package. Holiness is not just what you wear and how you appear. The heart and the mind, the motives, the intentions, the conscience are all important. Your spirituality is all important. Your conviction are all important. Everything you believe in is part of your holiness. Yeah, I can wear anything that may appear holy and have evil thoughts and intentions. I'm not talking about even things in my heart. I'm right now talking about things in my mind. My mind then becomes a field of evil things. Therefore, the holiness he is talking about is a very interesting thing that we need to really understand. This premise is John 15 and verse number 3 at the same time. The Bible said, the word that I've spoken unto you, it has cleansed you. You are cleansed. You are clean. You are washed by the word which have been spoken unto you. In other words, if somebody accept Christ, they receive cleansing by the blood. They receive also, you know, they go from, you know, condemnation to justification, and then they are cleansed from justification to sanctification, and from sanctification to regeneration of the Holy Spirit, and from there regeneration to adoption, and from adoption of children. The Bible says, for we have received the Spirit that crieth Abba Father. Yeah, we who were not children right now have become the children of God. So in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, 1 John 3, verse 1, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called. There is a calling. Called the children of God. Yeah, munsho wo dokura ejane di adoye se wo freye wo nyankopon ma enso ye yenso. I'm telling you, we for an anchor to say and nehani awurade aye emoja nai kasa. I'm not joking. I thank God for the sacrifice on Calvary. Yeah, without Calvary enkaye ya bosonsom fo ma enkaye ya beifu ma, without Calvary, yeah, you were nobody. There was no way you could stand in the presence of God without Calvary. Calvary, as yes, you Calvary naya wa brantie, Calvary naya wa babawa, Calvary ne mautimi e kasa wo boso e bo Yesu dini e kasa Calvary. E juma nwa eye no no Calvary. E na amu watu ni emebi egu akabisu wadiye akabisu wadiye Calvary. And he said, man, Calvary namu aya body of fro. And he made that they came and so near me now. I fro. And so, you know, when he does that, Galatians chapter number 3, as a matter of fact, number 4, Galatians chapter 4, from verse number 1, you know, he said that her, as long as, you know, he's a child, does not differ from a servant. What he did for, will be a with the idea, where you are bofra, what is aqua. We are refusing to grow. Bompae mame. Mame akwanchire. Fabibi kamiti. Akwanchire mame. Wehunu wubi ya milu nimiru kisine ni mua uo chede komda. Mebeji holy apple nibi. Ya. Edukromu nsu. Mimpengusi anuwa ye pinti hunibi. Oye oblu numi hinebi. The moment you are in this class, or so we are kwa. Here! We are kwa. The peer will be our sasso for so a mumpa yaman or ya kwa. Yeah, we dear, dear, dear. Nen so we are kwa. And so we are anamantem. If we say, we are bofra. Kibabro, no, if we say, we are bofra. Or ya matafu. And answer, we are kukwa. We are bofra. The hair, I say, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a servant. Yeah, even though he is master or lord of all. But as long as, as long as they go and sin and come and confess and sin and confess and sin and confess and they do it intentionally, as long as they are doing that, they are slaves. And poor. Because some natural in the entire will be a Christian in Swabe before grown home. And no, no, make him was a will be power. A dominant was an hour so. And then I say, I'm beating some form. Tell me, and then you are about to be Christian. That will be a woo, yes, anyone who will be Prasa, and now, you know, only Pakubo, Nitia, yeah, Monday, in the bank, the man of cry, I catch him so a moment, Krasa, and home, Umunya, Mancrofono, when you should be. Oh, yeah, Dibo, you are dazed. What belongs to you belongs to you. Nobody can take it. I'm talking to you, and I'm, oh, yeah, I don't know, that one was a prophetic word. Yeah. Christoni, kasa nyaminya adwuma ye. Yeah, Christoni kasa nyaminya adwuma ye. Things happen when a believer is speaking. The grace of God and the move of God is talking. The reason is because what as long as he is a child, does not differ from a slave, even though he is the Lord of all. But look at what the Lord does in verse number 2. Yeah, but you know, you will be placed under tutors and governors, teachers and pastors, shepherds of souls to watch over you. And what they will do, yeah, until the time the Father has appointed, until you mature, until it is preaching, you will more who do. You will preaching. Preaching is like normal dietary food. You were junk food. Beggars, pizzas, you know, name them. Domido, trophy. Remember, on my mother, trophy. I've heard you were through years, say, Kutua, na anopa, gym, ne, huna, mani, gri. When I'm coming from the radio, I see people, I'm saying, yeah, what a day. Bema, get a gin and a fruzana. Chani, I'm afraid you might hinder. Obi wo hia na atumunso ozo nyembe 8 months bema pa afina na ni abre. You don't live your life like that. Junk food aduani bi won me kuni pamtam abre wo brenzo ya. I'm telling you, any bra no kura odi be di aduani no so matters. Yeah, sa ena hum aduani no so te ya. You will receive a ticket 1, 2, 3. Aha. No move free. Yeah. No woman here. Oil way a free Israel will be a bibe cano or sura by a mouth. Now you free. Yeah. You pen some, sir. And so there are preachings. Like you'll be the herd and not the tail. It's part of the word of God. There is no two ways about that. You know, the premise of the word has been given unto us. That is why I read that the word of the Lord is unto us, precept upon precept. Yeah. You know, when you are a baby, you desire the sincere milk of the word. But when you are maturing, strong meat, we hear the doom and numpe. And the saying, the abubonum pim, strong meat. But, the whole world, and they say, you have strong meat. Canise things. Preach in a lovely way. Swoop. Let the organ follow. God will turn your situation around. There is a lifting coming your way. There is nothing wrong with that. That belongs to the child, the Napios, a Mofra. That should be preached in the children's church. Let them get excited. But strong meat. And so, you know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19 downwards, all power is given unto me in heaven, you know. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, yeah, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he, in verse number 20, teach them. But we don't want the teaching. I mean, we live in this life, and therefore there are so many things that when we come to the church, we need to teach the young women how to develop themselves, and the young women how to start and build up a home, how to be entrepreneurial. All these are very good base preachings that will help the church, because it fulfills Acts chapter 5, verse number 20. Acts 5 and verse 20. The Bible said, go and stand in the temple and speak the words of this life. In other words, there are words. He was not only talking about, you know, words of living in the world. He was also talking about words of eternal life also. Now, you know, dichotomously, he puts up these words. And the person that came through and said, you know, I saw them when you ever have a church, how to love your husband, be submissive to your husband, how your husband should love you and respect you and honor you and cherish you and adore you, you know, and treat you like a partner and not a slave. You know, church. is supposed to do that. We are supposed to preach and teach the heart of God, the word of the Lord to you. Yeah. How to, you know, pay tithes, manage your finances and build up on wealth transfer and, you know, kingdom finances and all stuff like that. You know, we teach that in the house of God. We will teach you prayer. We will teach you fasting. We will teach you tithing. You know, you can join that useless debate on the internet talking against tithe. And these people are busily quoting scriptures they have no business with. They talk nonsense and kwasiya somewhere. We don't say free nipa no by fatani nipa. And so Rebecca free say na bi ne yen say obi na eji obi si kedi. Na one person with your title say nyen hye ana probably tin eh aka kan kwasiya some say anom ne atia. E chere say tie ne ye. Tie because you know yen ya ye tie no yen ka si abre. Yen ka si abre. Ti fan say hunu ko e chere ne hunu ne ye ka ni. Yeah, in the church, it is part of our job. You know, we bring the word of the Lord to you. We teach you all that. We teach you Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Yeah, we teach you, for you to, the works of the flesh, for you to stay away from it. Yeah, we teach you God's word. We will even teach you to build up on investment, kingdom investment, that the church of God should be able to grow to the place of becoming kingdom financiers. And therefore, without accumulation, there cannot be benevolence. I'm going to say that again. Without accumulation, there cannot be benevolence. And some will be between me and you will be at doye, and then one of you will be answer. Yeah, you will be answer. And so we teach all this in the house of God. As a matter of fact, we will even teach and celebrate. If somebody is celebrating their 60th birthday, we will be happy and excited for them. You know, we are, because the Bible said, you know, celebrate with them that are celebrating and mourn with them that are mourning. It will be a dinner that will be in a wedding and all that. We will do this and celebrate marriages. We will teach people how relationship works and how marriage works and all that. We will encourage people not to divorce their marriages. We will encourage them rather to be separated and fix themselves. Heal your heart, purge your heart, purge yourself. We will rather do that. The church's business is into that. We will even go to the point of, you know, encouraging people to love their neighbors as themselves and to do good to them that are of the house of faith and take the goodness and kindness and generosity out. We will teach you giving. Without giving, the Bible said, give the, you know, if you read Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 2, the Bible was talking about something strange. He said, you know, let's begin even from verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, and in many days you will receive it. In verse number 2, he said, give to the servant. In other words, give as much as, you know, possible, as in your capacity and all that kind of thing. We will even go on to teach all this. Yeah. For you do not know when evil will strike the earth. Yeah. And then in Luke 6:38, he said, give, it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men will give unto your bosom. And we would teach children how to, you know, to love God, to fear God, and all stuff like that. And we will use so many means to do that. We will use music, we will use choreography, we will use drama, we will put the word of God into all these things to help these children to be able to do that. And so by the time these children finish university, they still love God. They are addicted to Jesus Christ. They are addicted to soul winning. Oh, yeah. Soul winning. We will teach you all that. That is one also is in church. Yeah. We will teach you and teach you, you know, punctuality and teach you, you know, all manner of stuff, concepts in this life for you to be able to understand. But an amazing question that I have been thinking, because We love, you know, prosperity-based preaching, and we love, you know, bless me, Lord kind of preaching, you know, do it for me preaching. As a matter of fact, we love money. So the preachers will talk a lot more about money. Yeah, you know, 14 ways to make money, 7 ways to create wealth, you know, and all that kind of thing. It's not bad. It's part of our assignment. It's all part of our assignment. The only problem becomes when we are drifting away from our main call. Yeah. And then I am asking the question, when can we preach to you? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 16 and 17. When? Since you like, I receive it. Receive it. When can we tell you the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout? When can we tell you with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God and the dead will rise? When are we going to? Because you don't like that preaching. The people who normally will preach this will have no offerings or less offerings. And the offerings to the church is a very important, you know, aspect the church does not joke with. So when are we going to be ready to lose the offering and save the soul? When? I'm going to repeat that. When are we going to be ready to lose the offering and gain the soul? When? When are we going to be bold to tell that person that your skirt is indecent? When? I want to talk to you. When are we going to have the boldness? Yeah. To tell people, cover yourself up. We are not here for a fashion design. We are not here for a pageantry. We came here to serve God. We came here to serve God, not to chase girls. We came here to serve God, not to snag people's husbands. We came here to serve God, not to be, you know, following little girls and, you know, the chick be hot with fat ass. I'm talking to you. Fat ass, with the fat ass and prim creamy pussy with the pussy sir. What she say? When are we going to have the boldness to tell people that what you call, you know, cohabitation is adultery and fornication and sin in the eyes of God? When are we going to be, you know, willing to tell the people? Let's read verse number 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 17. Then we which are alive and remain, we will be caught up. When are we going to tell them that there is something called rapture and it's coming? When? Tell me when. Now we have become rich. Go to the car park right now. Beautiful cars. It's part of our game. Anybody who becomes a child of God, receive the blessings of God. You are eligible. You are entitled. As a matter of fact, God will bless you even if you don't want it. It will still come to you. But when will we tell the people that the people that are alive, we will not die until we are caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord Jesus in the air? And so shall we ever be with the Lord. When are we telling the people that we are strangers on earth? Yeah, Leviticus 25:23. Do not sell the land outrightly or totally, for the land belongs to God, and all of you are strangers and pilgrims or sojourners. Yeah, Psalm 39 and verse number 12. He said, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry, and hold not your peace to my tears, for I am a stranger. Ready to hear me in Bible. May I assume a mammy sufre. Send me a winchen ho ho. And man friendly. When somebody tell me when we will have the opportunity to tell, you know, people that are in church and still addicted to all manner of addictions like pornography, like masturbation. Yeah, they are saved, they are singing, but they are gays. Gays, they sing powerfully, but when will we have the courage to tell gays and they say, until you repent, you will perish? When will we tell them Luke 13, verse 3 and verse 5? Luke chapter 13, verse 3. When are we going to tell them that except you repent, you will perish? When? When will we have the courage to talk to people? Yeah. And when are we going to speak to people? Luke chapter 12, verse number 15. When is it that we can have and tell them that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses? In other words, if you live in East Legon, Laboni, and live in, cantonments, it doesn't make you anybody. It does not make you anybody. You know, when you drive a Lamborghini and drive a G-Wagon, it does not make you anybody. You are still dust. Dust you are. What is it, DAC baby, when you're meeting me at Tuno at any time? I'm telling you, when are we going to tell the people that Jesus is coming again? Jesus! Let me go into a flight and say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I solicit your attention for prayer and remind you that Jesus Christ is coming again. Somebody will say, get out from our faces. Get out from our faces. We'll be best sorry because we will be this bumble clad talking nonsense for here. Wash it and we need him. Yeah. When are we going to say that to people? That he has on them here. But when are we going to tell you that the day will come, you will die and be buried? Yeah. When are we going to hear that truth? When you are hearing that, you will be obey steady. Yeah. Because all that we think about is this body, this flesh, what we will wear, how it will look on us. It will be a bad. When are we going to tell them that certain things will take you to hell? When we will tell them that Osoro Eyokuro. Are you a man? Yeah! Jesus appeared on the scene and started talking about a kingdom. Repent ye and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then he goes further and says, for the kingdom of God does not come by observation, but the kingdom is in you. Christ! Babetina will be more kingdom, no babetina ni penem. And son of kingdom, put back 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's read from verse number 16 one more time. And then we will build up on verse number 17. For the Lord himself, would descend when we would tell the people that he is coming. John 14, 1 and 2. Believe in me also in my Father. Yeah. Many mansions are in my Father's house. If not so, I will not tell you. I go to prepare a place for you. And having prepared a place for you, I will return and receive you to myself. And where I am, there also you will be. When? Edabay. And you can no swatch it out. Edabay. Edabay. We did it. Come on. No, what about? And send good so. And not the idea we hear a normal. You know, you cow kakra. Now the did you know in your appetite. Ufri ukuro moba. Now we budidi. Ufri ukuro moba. Now we your appetite. And son, where did he? That's when you scar, and that is your lifestyle. A dear be a memun war. A bibi memun is a. Ubin ya bibi kakra. Now tan impnachi. O tetin ye. When you will be servicing into us, when are we going to tell those people that God will judge them? When are we going to tell the husbands, there are people who come to this place who preach, wait to preach, and say, mean to me, ma, sorry, wait. Mempe, sorry, wait, mempe. Minimum crop for people who are coming with their husbands nicely and all that, and they say ni kununinya promotion and money is coming nimpna for four. Oba sorry, na mi preach ya ojo insa ne yira be kambi bi a chire me so for no de me na me ne wo gahan anya wo hwan amekasem to the world.
When
are we going to tell? I'm talking to somebody. When are we going to tell? When are we going to tell our leaders and tell, you know, people who steal money from government coffers and DCs and MCs and contractors and all fraudulent deals? When are we going to tell them? James chapter 5 verse 1. Let's read from verse 2. James 5, 2. When are we going to tell them, you know, that your riches are corrupted? Your riches, they are corrupted. When are we going to address the people who have been blackmailed by all these young girls whom they have bought Mercedes-Benz, Range Rovers, and all that for? When are we going to tell them that their riches are corrupted and their garments are mothing? Put it in a different version. Put it in a different version. Your riches are rotten away and your clothes have been eaten by moths. In verse number 3, when are we going to have the courage to tell them that your gold and your silver are covered with rust? When are we going to tell them that the rust will be a witness against our politicians? Anybody who do not repent and live by the fear of God and by the premise of contentment for godliness with contentment is great gain. It is certain that we came into this life with nothing and we shall return with nothing. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 6. The Bible was talking about, oh yeah, godliness with contentment is great gain. Why is it that people are not content? Why? People are sleeping on the floor on Kolebu and minister has 8 Land Cruisers. When are we going to tell them that you were part of your tinine and you were quassia? When? Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 11. When are we going to tell them? So we be wum kwasiye wo. When? Na wo me cha esikanu a wo mu wiya no. When are we going to tell? When are we going to tell that these young boys are wo de funakamu ni ade in the name of Sakawaniska? When are we going to tell them that they would die like dogs? Dogs. When are we going to tell them that also? I'm telling you, this is serious. When? When are we going to have the privilege and opportunity to do that? I'm telling you, this is a very serious thing. When? When? Bring the book of James one more time. I'm reading to verse number 5 or 6. And look at that. Yeah. Your gold and silver are cankered. And the canker and the rust will be a witness against you. You shall eat your flesh as it were fire. And ye have heaped treasures together for the last day. Put it in a different version. Same verse. Verse number 3. And then I will build up on this thing. Your gold and silver are covered with rust. And rust will be a witness against you. You will eat your flesh like fire. And for you have piled up riches for the last days. Now go to verse number 4 in King James. And this is what the Bible has got to say. When? When? When are the people going to be paid? Behold, your high laborers who have reaped down from your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, crying, the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of hosts. What worry you be? What worry no namo da vanijo keteso? Ene wenyami adomo. All manner of mansions. Ubebu yere kwasiya. Catch it a woman say. So I'll send the dream. Put the scripture back. Yeah. It has entered the ears of the Lord of hosts. The Lord of Sabaoth. Sabaoth means host. Kofo. Safo. Sasso dom. Domberima. A drone asum. So say, Yabana said, you didn't join your Mukronum. Police officer, young, beautiful guy, works from the headquarters. Police officer. When are the wise going to understand that Bema into me fan your Sebi and a Juma say na and all that kind of thing? When are they going to understand that Sabre no ne was Wujina?
Brennan, there was Wujina Behman in here one more. Yeah, and young more, and young more, and blame more. Young man, one and blame me, and see, dear, some punk in you. See, dear, some punk in you. Scan war, your filly land cruiser tank near the Nenam. Obey court, not what the boy back, Nano, Nicro, yeah, or a contractor, or tea and chain, or sapeman. Ne year coquo chain, or takora deck. Ni yire train to me friend ho ya osori me enko de men kan hwe mi nya wo merdo me osemen ko watch me but men ko watch me but men ko when are we going to have me say akwa no nyame de ne fa kwan bi so ah e wa de ne fa kwan bi so afa me hwe oba so no ne namu ejire ho namsa ha so my risk can I be. Yeah. 6 months when you man yet. No contract. I feel none in your befee your preach your book of tuition watch and I'm so bachelor. When are we going to be doing that? Wouldn't him so want to mean Wareno and Yinisika? I am talking to you. Umwareno and Yinisika. So that he will not be hurt and peeved and embittered. Because that will be taking both of you to hell. I'm talking to you. Bitterness, and you are extorting money. Yeah. Exploiting somebody. Not with the diabetes tight. Your gold is corrupted. I'm talking to you. Your gold will see can pro. Will see can a pro. When are we going to be telling people that heaven is real and hell is also real? When are we going to tell them that time is running out for everybody? I pay tribute to my friend. I may not get the opportunity to do so again. Bishop Justice Kwejo Bento will be buried on the 26th. When are all the preachers in Ghana going to understand that it's only by the grace of God that we are all alive? When are we going to understand that if God decides cathedral, this is the end of it? I cannot continue anymore. When are we going to understand that immediately the microphone drops, everything that you have done in this life will be shown to you like a video? Everything you did, especially in the dark, in the secret, will be shown, played back to you. When are the people sitting here going to understand that you are not fooling the pastor, you are fooling yourself? Yeah, the things you are doing, and for me, so fun when I'm here, maybe when I did it, no crania culture, no criano, but why this year? When are we going to tell them that the fear of God, the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom and life itself? Psalm 34, verse 11. He said, come, O ye children, let me teach you the fear of God. Psalm 34, verse number 11. Come, I will teach you the fear of God. Yeah. In verse number 12, he goes further and says, keep. You know, who is the man who desired life and loved many days? Why and wopen kwa wopen yinchere? Why no person adi ene sin ye? Nen yeme na ton ye? Nen yeme na ko ye mano? Let that man keep his tongue from speaking evil. Focus, please. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. Yeah, and your lips, the Bible says, from speaking, God. Depart from evil. Yeah, depart from evil. Do good, seek peace, and pursue it. I wish I can tell our politicians that 7th December, it is we that decide by the grace of God. Seek peace. And pursue it. Murasum Yena Muntino. Murasum Yena Muntino Nagana Yamodia. Murasum Yea Namuntino. Mukasata so may Yamodia. Mukasata say a monkwa modia. And so near Mukwa Mobe Nayani Amamayasa. But you're the free Mohon. Yani Amamayasa. Business class here, Wutinemu Awokoba, and walking through the VIP lounge and all that, and motorcades and all that kind of thing. If this country decides that you will not lead us anymore, you will lose it immediately. And make sure, yeah! In verse number 13 of that particular chapter of the scripture, the amazing thing is that keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking God. Put it in a different version. And in this version, the same scripture says, keep from speaking evil and from telling lies. Amali. Lies have even found itself to the pulpit. Lies, exaggerations, and lies. Yet the kings and one which does not exist. Yeah, lies. Amali. Yenya yeti a fire trofo. Fire. And someone will be catched out no ubejieti. Mini yire, wana me dog. Need to mean for each other. May we mess sort out. A today, we who knows who are wounded. They didn't mean lies. Why are you keeping, I'm telling you, there are many, many, many women who knows that their children don't belong to their husbands. Now, how some way do you ask them that? Yeah, well. Probably anano three children. DNA reports, two DNA reports. Didn't ask them of running anymore. Now, when you were born that year, I'm quite sorry, yo. Nenyom ngongwa, sa wako kwa tina, asori bi tisa Sylvester Ofori, asori ya wu Orlando, Florida, nwa. Enyem sa mfuna abete. Piani ya! Akweya siyesu o jimia nanke wose, onya obi in his life, no kanisi kwa emo. Obi ya yeni pasa awa ne life emo. Bible, or start to kick on your Bible, no? And from so many, there are so many mistakes in the Bible. It is not the inherent word of God. And so be you again, how much I start this and go see us and maybe. Don't start here! Now, can you pepe no mtise ko fidro no ma ka o mesi ko em? Gentlemen, and some wuno no! When you are a pee, man, I catch you. Now, catch you, opa, come on, or gana ha, ma ka em. I'm telling you! I was here to be catch the gun at the phone in a set and come show you how in free name. Tell them it doesn't matter how they take it. Let them know and come show you how your boy your team and your car. That's all. Tell them. And come shall be why is because we want diplomatic passport. And come shall be why is because we want preferential treatment. And come shall be why is because we want money. And come shall be why is because we want recognition. Tell them. Tiania. And tell them that God is not mocked. Every idle word that have been spoken, it shall come into account and judgment. Asembia! Rebecca, let them know. Like you can't say, that saith the Lord. And I'm telling you, who say it and it come to pass when God has not ordered it? Why in the care of them, when you're in kind? Huh? What do you want to know? You're a Sandro for you, super people. Many are bent on you, go see you, memory. No matter how powerful, how well traveled, and all that, how eloquent, how whatever. I'm telling you! You're not so good. Saturday, the neighbor chef form. You know, because I'm not going to be full of preaching. Yeah. Oh, Bia! Ebe kem. And now, no pay! Christo, no, I'm not going to be in the general when him. Fawa kumen na. Wachin in na. Wahuo din na. Udim dien na. Serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Yeah, serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. This Jesus, yeah, he is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through, yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah. He is the resurrection and life. He is the living bread and the bread of life. He is the good shepherd. Tell them and let them love Jesus, not because of what he can give and what he can do, but because of who he is. He is the Son of the living God, the Messiah of the universe, the Savior of the world, the intercessor of humanity. I want to see Jesus. Let them preach about Nkosia and talk about apples and turkeys, but I want to see Jesus. Me pesam ni Yesu nya yonkofa obetena mi mu a esum be free mi mu empra twen fo ekoda we nche wakoda we ni na be free mi mu. The light will take away the darkness. I want to see Jesus. If I am a leader, politician, entrepreneur, businessman, if Christ is in my life, I don't cut corners. I am a man of integrity, a woman of integrity, a just woman and a just man. I want. Stand to your feet, clap your hands for the Lord. I want to see Jesus. Yesu no na mepe ne hunu. Ipe wi ase age nkwagefo no. Wo na mepe se me hunu. I want to see Christ. Ipe se me hunu Yesu. Ipe Yesu hunu no. Eh ha ye ho. Ene me fa Christ ho adane business. It transact. Be invite mama comfort. Na ya ye program. Na ya chedi. Yeah, this is where we are. Omo ye we num na na osha phone sum huna mane. Ewo omo draw sum. Yeah, prayer warriors. Kwasi a life. It will be one wa sofu ni bi one wan kwasi a wo bi adwene nim. You know, I said the end here no say na ne ho keka no. Where you wo? Where you wo? And perifu be wa wo mfrɛ frɛ mo ma wo ma hyira wo bia ya mo hwɛ mo brɛ yie mo no awurade ade ye bɛche no ɔkɔ mo mpɛ wo ebi enya akwanhyia bɛkɔ na ni tifɛ ni ho tianie because bonne hashe nipa kɔ ma ma I'm telling you. Romans chapter 1 verse number 21 was enunti na bonne ene esum hashe nipa kɔ ma ma. Yeah. Apart from say you won't see again, our heart is darkened. And nothing abone, yeah, we have become vain in our imaginations. Yeah, and your foolish heart is darkened. It's soon bullion van 3 days ago, Friday. Vana Efeska scale woman yes, 710,000 Ghana city, 7.1 billion Skadadano. Tano has an accident with a motorbiker. The motorbiker dies instantly. Nifunu is crushed, bleeding uncontrollably. The guys in the bullion van, they can't walk. They are gone in unconscious. They are bleeding. And then the money opens up. The people came and looted the money and left the people that were unconscious. They looted just Ghana. We see once actually, we need ye. I'm telling you, in Shira, any Omaya Wunyang Kupon, any Awurade. Beer, truck, any accident, Temakwenso. People didn't go to the rescue of the people that were bleeding in the accident. They went and just opened the bottles and started drinking beer. They drank from afternoon till evening. That is the kind of nation in which I'm living in. Jeremiah said, Jeremiah chapter 9 from verse number 1. Was a meni eye nis eye ebura. Nase minisu eye in subontinia. And kamesu, mesu. Meswama me my God. Me Papa Francis Kwasia Mwakumbe wo sunye. One of his last service. Upia ni mnienti yana sofwa mwakunso. Or the niho to form dane dane no. Or se Ghana me my Ghana. Ghana me my Ghana. Mwakuna atonatwene ena amwakufo bebre nsua pie anu ya huye yeye atantrindi ni omei mu nokure ni omei mu omaya mitimu mempanifo nka nokure serious me se omei we ye mpanifo omo nka nokure na so omei mpanifo ka nokure pa enka swivu che akonya aya pa ye dikosi office eye 10,000 Ghana cedis me se omei we me mpanifo nka nokure nokure ni na kaya sofwe na nke wasi nya kukuduru na ya tetia momo by heart by heart na wo bi ehunu baabi ya wujina se gro obantem kura na katua de bere nipa bi asa de nnyuma tie na nke nipa ne hunu mo flag mu de twitwi that teaching I'm talking to you mwana mukikikense hunu na mawere ho oku mo mampeni mills moa enwa na mugusu yi I'm telling you. Your career ni ho. Ye ba be bie school ye. Secondary school. Wo bi abonwa bonwa bonwa boni ya son ensa protocol. Ne de na kushim. Wo bi asua de asua de asua de asua de wo kuda se asua de ye man so ne akoto na twene kure bi ase. Wo be yi. Ye ye. Nti da bi ana cheke wani enhuna de papa. Na ye de machine asu asum echeke yakasa wonte yakase omonte zigani kitao but wo bere I'm telling you tia I'm telling you, nipa bebre wagana homu tu wenye ejuma. Serious pan makachira. It took off from a surical company so na junura woman nom akokura pani tini wongine. E nura won nom o peswo charge bibi obekot tiya. I'm telling you. Anko ma pa sari ano pa. Na kacha with all due respect. Honorable. Na ye yatwama. Na wafa. Na de bobra. Na haya babra. Bum ninya me ye wye. Okay, 3 John chapter 1 verse 11. Okay, diebi. And I'm going to close with that. 3 John 1 11. O se shepa pesunya. Nenya bone. Yeah. Shepa pa. Do not follow that which is evil, but that which is good. Because he that doeth good is of God. But he that doeth evil has not seen God. Do not follow that which is evil, but that which is good. I'm serious. The two hands are lifted up unto the Lord. Oh, be lifted above all other God. Oh, be lifted, oh, be lifted above all. Oh, we and worship. Glorious God, oh, we praise your name, we glorious God. Lay our crowns. Lay our crowns. Oh, glorious God. You are. is good. Lay across Hallelujah. I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord before we make intercession for this nation. I want you to present your life before the throne of God as a child of God. Yes, we will receive the ticket. I receive it. We will preach healing. He is the God that sends forth his word and healed us. Exodus chapter number 15 verse 26. He is the God our healer. Yes, in the church we will find deliverance. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. The house of Israel, or the house of the born again believers, will possess their possession. I'm even not seeing the deliverance, the holiness, and the possessions. This morning, we amend our ways and make it right with you. We amend our ways. Polish us, O God. Refine us, O God, in the blood of Christ, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in your presence. Have mercy. Show us your grace, my God. Pila la la kuka kasia.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.